Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to our newest season of Humane Podcast in 2021. Humane is your first look at the startups and industry titans that are leading and disrupting ML and AI, data science, developer tools, and technical education. I am your host, David Jacobovich, and this is Humane. If you like this episode, remember to subscribe and leave a review. Now, on to our show. Thanks for listening into this episode of Humane Podcast. Today, we're diving into open source software. Why are open source vulnerabilities increasing? Let's look at open source and proprietary software in 2020. Open source software has opened new opportunities for collaboration and sharing of source code, leading to consumer savings of more than $50 billion, according to Gartner. Community participation and meritocracy principles guide open source software with Apache web server and Linux using open source software. The GNU Image Manipulation Program and LibreOffice are other open source models where the public can access, modify, and use the content in projects. Computer programmers find open source important because of sharing their work and modifying code. Unlike proprietary software, open source software users learn new skills, gain control of the code, and enjoy longevity in pursuing their projects. Did you know that Adobe Photoshop and Microsoft Office are proprietary software, which do not allow users to modify and come with limitations? This makes open source popular compared to proprietary software. Rising open source vulnerabilities are everywhere. Despite the benefits of open source software, vulnerabilities in OSS are increasing at a high rate. The RiskSense report showed that vulnerabilities in open source software rose in 2019 compared to 2018. In 2018, open source vulnerabilities stood at 420 and rose to almost 1,000 in 2019. RiskSense estimated that the vulnerability increased at over 130%, and their report stated that the situation could worsen in the 2020s. Red tape in disclosing OSS vulnerabilities for the National Vulnerability Database is another challenge facing open source and creates further exposure before addressing current risks. From January through March 2020, common vulnerabilities continue to increase at a fast rate compared to previous years. But the state of OSS vulnerabilities hasn't stopped there. The current situation does not look good. MySQL experienced an estimated over 600 vulnerabilities, with the Jenkins server recording 650 vulnerabilities as well. HashiCorp suffered breaches with a high number of weaponized vulnerabilities, totaling to 6 compared to Jenkins and MySQL. The line of open source vulnerabilities continues, with JBoss, Apache Tomcat, and Magento experiencing attacks along Elasticsearch. Open source vulnerabilities, including code injections and deserialization, are on the rise, with input validation challenge cross-site scripting emerging as well. These attacks come amid high adoption of open source by most enterprise organizations because of collaborative contributions from everyone. These benefits will be eroded as OSS comes under increasing attacks. The slow response to attacks by the National Vulnerability Database compounds this problem, with the earliest time for developing solutions at 2 months post-discovery. With an estimated 90% of software applied consisting of open source, the situation will worsen as these vulnerabilities penetrate because of the massive consumption. Enterprises have not achieved full-scale security controls in their operations, and this creates cracks through which these vulnerabilities occur. The production of web applications continues, with the increased reusing of existing code and dependence on third-party code. This contributes to further vulnerabilities in open source. The lack of information centralization, of open source vulnerabilities contributes to the surge in cases because of the widespread nature of information across software applications. This makes looking for information from resources quite challenging. An estimated 30% of all reported vulnerabilities are not included in a national vulnerability database, and this is a problem. The total number of vulnerabilities, according to the White Source database, reached 6,000 in 2019, alone representing a 50% rise in open source attacks. To understand the scope of open source attacks, it is important to review the implications of coding languages. C is the most affected language by vulnerabilities, as more people write code in this language, leading to more volumes, which generate more vulnerabilities. Now, compared to C, Python has recorded the least number of vulnerabilities, but despite this, the adoption's increasing, and over time, that means more new vulnerabilities will be discovered. There's a common vulnerability scoring system that, if put into place, will give us another viewpoint to understand open source software. There's no standard agreement on the required score of OSS vulnerabilities, and this creates confusion, but if we can achieve a standard score for CVSS, or Common Vulnerability Scoring System, this will lead towards a better open source software. Every year, new CVSS updates are released to make sure the score is acceptable and applicable in enterprises. By extension, having a CVSS will help determine critical and high severity cases to measure as OSS gain more vulnerabilities. The good thing about open source software vulnerabilities is that they have a solution, but the problem, according to White Source, comes in publishing and addressing them. The slow process of addressing these vulnerabilities in open source means more organizations face operational challenges in achieving their goals. Nevertheless, enterprises are responding to these threats by investing in more security, and there's still a long road ahead for security compliance. Enterprises have experienced problems keeping up with OSS updates, and this creates a lot of loopholes for new attacks because of outdated versions, patches, and maintenance releases that are not regularly updated. As well, hackers find their way in an organizational database because of a missing out on the latest OSS releases. Companies are hiring cybersecurity analysts as a response to this problem who check for flaws and use tools such as foundations and bug bounty programs to keep systems secure. The Equifax incident offered a good example of open source vulnerabilities and losses incurred because of poor oversight from enterprises. Hackers are using today new programs to attack OSS projects, with the Magento breach another example of OSS vulnerabilities, which led to potential financial fraud. As open source continues to grow, the threats keep increasing with OpenCard and PowerFront CMS and other new areas for attacks. Over 90% of commercial software utilizes open source, and the Magento case has demonstrated the delicate balance regarding OSS security. OSS threats from the dark web continue to rise, and enterprises should upgrade their security controls to be on the safe side. Organizations are turning to tools such as Covert Scan, which detects vulnerabilities across large volumes of code within a short time. The Covert Scan can identify over 1 million vulnerabilities, after which the organization takes action in cleaning up the vulnerabilities. Companies can improve on their security controls by conducting regular checks, and this can reduce the chance of vulnerabilities. These joint projects of open source software require more participation to identify errors and use systems like Covert Scan to create stronger systems. Companies are shifting to open source despite the vulnerabilities noted above because of cost reduction, efficiency, and detecting flaws faster. Closed software offers tight controls, but the problem comes to the deployment phase where collaborations fall because of few people in the same community of application. So why open source security controls? The biggest challenge in open source security lies in using new versions and disregarding old models in line with security updates. Companies have not taken these upgrades seriously, and this further creates security breaches. New security patches for open source not only secure applications, but also detect vulnerabilities the moment that they occur. This saves time and resources for organizations. Manually updating OSS libraries creates more benefits for organizations, as management can act on problems earlier. Companies face challenges mapping all the code used in their systems, and conducting OSS vulnerability scans allows them to anticipate problems and address them. Many reports in 2020 have indicated that most enterprises do not fully understand the nature of their inventory, and this means open source attacks happen without their knowledge. Comparing an organization's binary code with the National Vulnerability Database is critical for companies as they conduct vulnerability scans. Hiring vendors to conduct security checks helps companies to eliminate all internal risks and understand the state of their security controls. A segmented network used by an organization often creates roadblocks when conducting open source security checks, and installing agents on devices has shown to bring good results. Integrating the agent in a single point might not solve the problem, and this is why companies need caution when undertaking vulnerability scans. What's your experience on open source software vulnerabilities? Share your thoughts on this episode of the Humane Podcast and contribute to our discussion on why are open source vulnerabilities increasing. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Humane Podcast. Did the episode measure up to your thoughts on ML and AI, data science, developer tools, and technical education? Share your thoughts with me at humanepodcast.com/contact. Remember to share this episode with a friend, subscribe and leave a review, and listen for more episodes of Humane.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.